We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Andy Hart will have this on the ride home about, what, 11:45 tonight?
Going to need something. Windows down, slap in the face.
Trying not to fall asleep in the truck.
Yep, no question.
Hour two, Gresh and Keefe. Andy Hart's in for Keefe. 11:05 is the time. 617-779-7937.
You like that top text?
Yeah. Wow, Hart's an even bigger ass than I thought.
Well, thank you.
I think he meant to say has. He forgot has in there.
No, I think he means I'm an ass.
I mean, because you told your kid that he stunk at something?
I didn't actually tell him that. I was like 120 feet away. The people that heard it was the crowd along the fence.
Did he ask you later and be like, did you say this?
No, I told him.
Oh,
I
you did? You owned him. Up to it? Oh, yep. Good.
Yeah, is it not okay to say your kid sucks if he sucks?
Yeah,
the truth is never mean.
You're like a professional ass.
Are we in that world where you can't call it like
where you
it
can't yell at your own kid? Yeah. I think you can yell at your own kid.
If
I, have
I
no
say
problem
that to
that.
Another kid, now I think I'm an ass.
Oh, well, yeah, there's, yeah.
Right?
You know.
It's like the disappointment thing. Who can be disappointed in you? Your mother and your wife.
I didn't create the two that I part curate. I'll put it that way. So at times it's the, oh, come on, you can't say that. But actually a step, you actually can. It's easier to do so.
Right.
To be able to, and you can put it in context and all that kind of stuff. But so I might be the wrong person to ask. Plus, I tell people that I shouldn't stuff that I shouldn't. So, but you know, with my history, I look at people right in the eye and tell them that. And then, you know, normally it leads to a downfall of a relationship or five.
Isn't coaching and parenting preparing them for life?
In theory, yes.
So is it better that they get to 26 before some boss goes, you suck?
Well, I guess there is that, but there's also the thought of when it comes from someone in the home, it's different than someone outside. So if a coach, so if you have respect for a coach and a coach yells at you, it's one thing. But you could say the exact same thing and they're not going to listen to you because you're the one making chicken nuggets or dinner at night and things like that.
Sure.
So, yeah, there is the whole, like, you can get through. But normally when the coach yells at the kid wants to come home and be able to talk about it. But if dad looks at him and goes, well, that guy's right, you suck, then there's a problem.
Then the kid knows he sucks and maybe he should stop sucking.
Yeah,
right?
But, Dad, how do I figure it out? I don't know.
You suck. The coach was wrong. That was an awesome, terrible swing at that curveball. Jesus, can we just be honest for once in this world?
Hart, the 860, Hart can yell at kids because he's the same size. Fair game.
A number of them are bigger.
Yeah, but they have cleats on.
That's right.
And they have mullets, so they automatically look taller. Who is playing for rosters? First of all, do you subscribe to my theory?
Yeah.
That tonight is important for the guys that are on the back end of the roster that are trying to make it, because once we get to preseason game number 3 in Vegas, it's going to be the way that Matt Rhule is handling it, where it's going to be the guys who are ultimately going to get washed out of the roster, or you try to stash them away on the practice squad.
Yeah, I think next week, especially considering it's joint practices with Josh McDaniels' Raiders, that's where the competitive work is going to take place. The game will be, I think you said it yesterday, guys, that'll be at the car wash type thing. Johnny's
no doubt.
Car wash.
They'll be working at the, they'll be it's yelling at their kids. But their kids will be yelling at them. You suck. You didn't make the NFL, Dad.
And that's fair. The truth is never me.
You suck.
But yeah, so I think there's a lot, especially, you know, guys that are like Yodny Kajust. Is he locking down like the third tackle role tonight? Or is he being exposed?
That's a great one.
That type of a guy.
That's a great one. Because then if you're Bill Belichick, you got to be like, oh boy, do we have to go add tackle depth, whether in releases or go make a trade?
Right.
Yes, here, Durant.
Cornerback or defensive back in general, the Josh Bledsoe, Terrence Mitchell, Miles Bryant, the guys that are at that, you know, 11th defensive back spot somewhere in there. Are you really worthy of being on my team?
Right.
You know, are you, what separates you from that other guy? Yeah, I think that would be a linebacker. I still have really no idea what's going on at linebacker. We've seen Anthony Jennings flash against the run. We've seen Josh Uche flash against the pass. Bentley is alongside McMillan / McGrone, like those guys.
Bentley's a green dot guy, correct?
Oh, yeah. Bentley
him and,
is
him and Wilson solid. Are locked in. They're the green dots.
I don't know if Wilson's locked
really?
In to a role and/or roster spot.
Hmm.
McMillan, McGrone, and Wilson, I think those guys are still in.
They're still fighting for
fighting
something,
for
in your
something.
Opinion? Interesting.
I don't know what exactly it is, roster spot, role, hierarchy, layering of the three, whatever. But I think those would be guys that would be at the bottom of the defensive line. Sam Roberts, those types of guys. Like, mm-hmm. are you a legitimate extra defensive lineman? Are you a practice squad guy? So, yes, I think those guys, and Kajust is probably a good example because he's probably going to start at right tackle.
Yep, given the way that Isaiah Wynn's been day-to-day for about a week
right.
now.
Right, Haran was horrible last week with the false starts, also dealing with a little something now. So I think this is a big spot for a guy like Yadni Kajust. Can he take that next step and really, hell, with Isaiah Wynn, if you win the third tackle role, you could be the second tackle at any point and for an extended period of time.
Do they keep four tackles? Do they keep all four of those guys? I think they do.
Probably there's some versatility, some guys that probably can play inside and out if they can get anything out of those guys. That's interesting. I know it's not interesting to a lot of people. Like, there are not a lot of people going to watch this game and be like, oh, it's the third quarter. I can't wait to see, you know, so-and-so on the offensive
line. But that's
line.
Why we're here. We're trying to make people smarter and help them figure
right.
out what to watch.
And there will be
that's
some
why we're
of,
great.
And there will be some of that. I also wonder, and maybe you can answer this because you're
right.
The hardo on this topic. I'm the hardo on other things. You're the hardo on this topic. How much do you think what they look for in offensive linemen, versatile offensive linemen, backup offensive linemen may have changed because of the offense being tweaked and the wide
question.
Zone and some of those things that may no longer fit guys they drafted a year ago or 2 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that tonight will also be a bit of a referendum on, I just blanked on his name. The guy who was playing right guard. I just blanked on
Mike Onwenu.
Mike Onwenu,
oh,
thank
okay.
you. Like, we'll find out if Onwenu fits the scheme, hopefully, a little more tonight.
Uh-oh.
And it's starting to sound like that he's adapting okay.
Yeah.
Like, where it felt early on, it was, uh-oh, this guy may not fit. Now we're not hearing that as much.
There was that weird couple days where he was losing first-team reps to
Arlington Hambright.
And then it kind of went away, and now
yeah.
it's been mostly on when who's there every rep.
Maybe they kind of scared him a little bit.
Maybe.
Like, hey, you've been pulled in and out of this lineup. You have a chance to start.
Yep.
We want to count on you. I think right now that might be, in terms of the offensive line, I think they got four tackles they like. For as much as I'm not a Ferentz guy, he is essentially the backup to David Andrews.
Yes.
But after Strange and Onwenu at guard, I don't know who you have. I don't know what your depth is. They moved Bill Murray over there
yeah.
from the defensive line. He's not, I mean, that's a project. That's someone that you release and you bring him back and you put him on the practice squad and you develop him on that side of the ball. I wonder if Arlington Hambright is the third guard, but that's all they're going to keep is three guards, knowing that they have versatility with some of their starters if need be. I don't know if Isaiah Wynn can really kick inside, but if God forbid you had to me, that's one of the first things you would do is your extra tackle would come in and maybe Wynn could kick inside if need be.
Will Sherman's a guy that they drafted, I believe, a year ago late.
That's true.
And I think he has, or they've been trying to see if he has
oh, there you go. That's
versatility.
A good way to say it. Yes.
Inside, I believe I saw him taking some snaps at center at one point in some pre-practice drills, working with the quarterbacks. I think he has some guard tackle flexibility. I'm not going to pretend to be experts on any of these guys.
No, and I also think, too, there's a difference of what you're looking for in terms of tackle versatility and guard versatility. And, and it was, boy, if we could find a guy who can play both guard spots and a center spot, then I can just carry eight on game day. I got one guy that can fill in all of them. I'm not so sure that that's the case anymore, because we know that Kajust and Haran are not guys that are going to kick inside.
No, not
but you need
it's
those guards to kind of step up. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, I want to see some Ty Montgomery tonight, and not that he's fighting for a roster spot per se.
No, he Bill Belichick last week had a comment about, you know, he will help us throughout the year or something. Like, he threw just kind of a phrase in, like, he's here. He's part of the team.
I might not use him every week, but I know there are going to be times. Right. And to me, that's the indicator that maybe those rookies are fighting for one spot.
Yes.
And I think there might be a little battle. Again, I don't think they're going to punt on those guys since they drafted them, those running backs. But we know how the Patriots look at running backs. In next year's draft, they think they might be able to find another one. So does it come down to maybe J.J. Taylor and Pierre Strong for one spot on the roster?
I think it's probably Pierre Strong, Kevin Harris for one spot on the
roster.
So
you think J.J. Taylor is in with Montgomery?
No, I think he's out. You assumed the
got
wrong.
It. Sorry.
Wrong direction. I think J.J.'s gone or
interesting.
Practice squad.
Okay.
He could be on the practice squad. I don't know how many teams would be lining up to claim him and put them on their roster.
I'll tell you what, though, if they carried five running backs, because I'm going to put Montgomery in the running back category.
Yes,
I'll put him in that position group. And you have two guys that you're shelving. Like, normally it's one that you're putting on layaway.
Yeah.
Not two that you're putting on layaway. So can one of those two sort of emerge at running back? I think you hit another sweet spot, too. That secondary, and you and I went through the names a couple days ago of how you're going to keep all these corners on the roster, and whether it's Miles Bryant, Bethel, Sean Wade, guys like that, somebody better stand out tonight and make it easier to justify keeping them on the roster.
Or be the guy that doesn't get hurt.
Well,
that's the other
option.
You
know what? That's
somebody
other
else could pull a hammy or do something, and it's like, well, the decision made itself. Maybe I actually liked you better. But you're out. You just got hurt.
You got to play both Jones boys tonight at corner, right?
Oh, yeah. And you may see Marcus Jones early. You may see
It
Mills
feels like they want to play him up, or
100%
at least try to
in the slot with Jonathan Jones on the outside and see, is this really our top group of cornerbacks? Or
that's a pause for concern, Jonathan Jones on the outside.
We'll see. They've been doing it a lot in camp, and I assume if they've been doing it a lot, it's been good enough for them to continue to use reps in that area. I agree with you in general. The guy has established himself as a slot corner for 7 years in the NFL. If he was an outside corner, I think we would have seen more of that along the way, even though they did have JC and Stephon and those guys.
But still, Jones had to do the job, and he was a pretty good slot corner.
So now to just say this point in his career, we're going to put you on the outside, and the matchups change a little bit with some of the receivers you're going to be seeing from some of these offenses, I don't know that I love that idea. But you know, they're still figuring things out in the secondary. It's Jalen Mills, it's the safeties that you know, and then it's what else do we have, what roles can they fill? And we've talked about it. It'll probably change week to week, matchup to matchup, depending on the offense and everything that's on the other side.
617-779-7937. Favorite WEEI on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us wherever you go. And, of course, good morning to everybody listening on those network lines on Boston and New England Sports Original, WEEI. We did not get to the Celtics that we were going to talk about yesterday because of old Deshaun Watson. And don't worry, we got more evolving thoughts on Deshaun Watson as well. We'll get to that all. But coming up, but right now, here is Chicken Nick, ready to trend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.